kids. Let's replace them. The makers of Folsom, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, Mom and Dad. There was a time when Anne McAvoy really enjoyed reading in bed for a few minutes before she went to sleep. But that was when a few minutes reading had this effect. But then something happened. One night Anne put a book down, turned off the lights, and a whole hour later she thought,
why in the world can't I get to sleep? Suddenly I looked at her late reaching and I kept this lie up talking and telling me this.
And then that went on night after night. What had happened? What had changed it from a person who could lose herself to sleep in no time at all to a person who could often get nearly through a whole book before sleep came? A doctor called it nerves. Coughing nerves. Now, naturally, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that coffee makes everybody nervous. It doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without any ill effects at all. But many other people cannot. So if you're nervous or you're troubled, and nerves, you know, can cause sleeplessness, indigestion, irritability, and if you think coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, by all means, switch to Folsom. A Folsom can't possibly make you nervous. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Enjoy a cheering, full-bodied Folsom steaming in a cup. Drink it instead of coffee. And then, after giving Folsom a fair trial, say for 2 weeks, see if your nerves aren't steadier. See if you aren't sleeping lots more soundly again. Drink Folsom. There's a reason. Well, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the plans for Lemon Abner's motion picture seem to be moving along quite rapidly. The rest of the cast from Hollywood is due to arrive in Pine Ridge tomorrow, and no doubt the actual shooting of the picture will be underway shortly. Extensive plans are being made to welcome the troupe upon their arrival, and as we look in our little community today, we find Lemon Abner over at the Jumping Down store discussing the matter. Listen.
Yeah, decorating up the streets with flags and there. You got a big sign that says, welcome to Pine Ridge. You're going to put up there. And I'm having a big parade.
Well, who are
all
doing this, Mom?
The women in the town. Melvin Luke's the mayor's behind me, I think.
Well, I do know
where. Dude, I hate to admit to it, especially after she beat me for the office, but I believe Melvin's going to make us a good mayor. She says she's going to give them Hollywood moving picture actors the biggest welcome they've had anywhere.
Well, good for Melvin.
A big reception in the morning night at the lodge home.
Well, somehow it's all right.
We're trying to get that other card loader introduced me to the leading lady first thing, so that one can take the care of her in the morning night. Maybe some of these young upstarts down to their eyes will bug out whenever they see me over at the party with us.
Son, that's all you talk about, Ron, is that leading lady ever since you saw her picture. Maybe you're more interested in her than acting in the picture.
I don't know such a thing. I just want to make her feel at home more if you do.
I'm only being kind of over there, come Squire Smith.
Coming in here?
No,
I hope he does. And I want to tell him what I think of him for the skin he gave you the other day on that video.
Yes,
I've been just trying to make sure. Yes, sir. You ought to be arrested for stealing and you ought to have your head down.
You said the other day you wouldn't bring that subject up again, Ron.
Yeah, I'm changing my mind. Come in, Squire.
Oh, go to the afternoon, John. Go to the afternoon. I'm old friends today.
Sit down, Squire. I want to talk to you.
Well, I'm told you get a little skinny the other day when I ran to the store to you, Squire.
Yeah, you take an advantage of that while I want to hear, Squire. You know the moving picture company is going to want to rent this store.
Well, that's $25 a month. I bet you'd get three times that much for it.
Here, yeah, here, let's just smart me here on my port room. You should have thought that you could
have. You never give me a change. Coming here and rent it to Abner while I was here. You don't understand legal documents. You know it.
Well, what do you want me to do, Ron?
Give us back that contract, that's why.
No, I couldn't think of such a thing. But now I am perfectly willing to make an adjustment on it if you feel as though I'll take advantage of you.
What kind of adjustment?
You keep out of this, Abner. I suppose it's enough trouble. We'll handle this deal myself. What kind of judgment had just been
squared? Well, now, to be honest, Tom, I made a little mistake in drawing up that contract. You see, under the terms of the contract that I made with Abner, you gentlemen have the privilege of operating your store just as you have in the past.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, I was talking with Mr. Carlow this morning, and he said that you will have to cease operation of the store during the time that the picture is being made.
Do what now, so we're going to do.
Then you have to close down the store while they're making the picture, so that they can have access to it at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Why, sure.
We sort of got you there, ain't we?
Yes, you have him in a way, yes. You see, I can't close the deal with him until I can give him full charge of the store.
Well, you can't rent it less than you to do that, can you?
Yeah, well, that's right, Ron. That's the reason I brought over a new contract for you to sign today.
Well, I don't quite think we're more to sign, Squire.
Yes, you're glad to get out of it. Well, you're not out of it, old man. I've still got a contract. I've got this store at least for 6 months. Now, if we can't come to some compromise here, why, nobody will use it.
Well, they've got to have the store in the picture. If we don't rent it, Tom, why, they might not try on making the picture.
Yes, I know that, Emma. It looks like we've got each other in this spot. Why don't we make the store? Why you don't make the picture?
Well, I told you to keep out of this, Emma. What's your proposition, Squire?
Well, now here's what I have in mind, Ron. If you sign this new agreement, agreeing to use the operation of the Garden Down store for the duration of the picture, I'll just double the rent I'm now paying. In other words, I'll give you $50 a month.
Well, good for you, Squire.
Squire, will you please keep out of this?
Huh?
We wouldn't be interested, Squire.
Well, of course, Craig, it'll do you, Ron. All right, I want to be fair about it.
What do you pay? $200 a month. Take it or leave it.
$200? Well, that's ridiculous, Ron. Ridiculous. I'll give you $100 a month. Not 1 cent more.
We wouldn't be in a team taking a cent less than $200. Fact is, I know it wouldn't take less than $150, but we might not have that much on the store.
You're a hard man to deal with, Ron.
Well, that's the proposition.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll give you your $125, man. Cash in advance.
Ron, you said $150,
then. Abner, will you? Yeah, you said, I said $150, Squire.
All right, $150, then. I must be crazy to make a deal like this. But I want to see you perfectly satisfied. Not here. I've got this all drawn up here, except for the amount. It's practically the same contract that you had before, except that you agree to turn the store over to the company as long as they're making the pictures.
Let's see that. I don't like that, but I want to know what I'm trying to learn from you.
Well,
I do know that. When you say it's him, he's an inquiry for you as party of the first part. And I'm in the examiner of the Peabody partnership operating the Jotham Down store. And I'm
glad we
Well, just go ahead and sign your name right down there, then, Ron.
No. Where's the money first?
Oh, I've got the money, Ron. What about here? Let's see, it's $125 I owe you.
$150, we say.
Seen the fly we drained
him. Well, we're on our way ready to pay the Abner $25 of it last week on our first agreement.
Oh, is he all right?
Well, of course, it is.
I'm going to cry.
Here.
You all right? Well, sign your name right there.
No. That's just what you had there on the squad.
Yes, I figured that's just about what's wrong with you, Abner.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm fine, that's a whole lot better.
I hope you can get the moving picture company to pay you at least that much rain for it.
I'd hate to see you lose money on the deal.
Yeah, well, I'll just have to do the best I can, Mom.
Don't you want me to sign up, too?
No, well, that isn't necessary. No one remember the partnership is sufficient. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and I'll see you later.
Yeah, much nice to you, Squire. We don't have to close the store until they start their picture, do we?
Well, no, we'll just go out ahead and let us know in plenty of time, Mom. And I'll tell you, Mom, you drive a hard bargain.
Good day.
Good day, and so long.
I don't see how you don't know. I know that I still think that I'm still sorrowful for
me. Well, I figured if you can't get that much from the picture company, we can cut it down a little. I don't seem to lose no money on it, you know. I'm just a good trader. I get to feeling bad about it sometimes, you know.
Did you hear what he said when he went out there?
Said I did an awful hard bargain.
Yeah.
I don't like to take compliments right off myself, but I guess if I do say so, they got to get up pretty dead blamed early to put one over on me.
Oh, well, here comes Grandpa. Don't wait to be there for Squire's penis ran on us.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll have to hand it to you, Ron. There's as slick a job of trading as I ever can have.
Hi, Grandpa.
Come in, Grandpa.
Hey, what kind of a deal did Squire's skin put over on you fellas now?
Put over on us.
You just give him a skinner.
Yeah.
What?
And I was talking to Edgar Seacrunk out there just now whenever I come in, and I heard him laughing about it.
Well, I don't know what he could be laughing about. We just rented him this old store here for $150
a month. $150
a month?
Yeah, sir, we got the rent in advance, too. See, he's going to try to rent it to that leaving picture company.
Trying to rent it, nothing. He's done rented it. Done that yesterday. He's getting $500 a week. Over $2,000 a month. Mom, Eddie, you ought to have your head
examined. Well, may be a great businessman, but it looks as though Squire is always just a little better. Don't forget, friends, at the same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Blue Crosby speaking. And remember, Colson, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.